Do you ever wish someone would write a poem just for you? Well, the poet is in at the Uptown Library. To mark National Poetry Month, around 20 local poets are on hand during weekdays to write personalized poems on the spot. I stopped by to meet one of the poets and find out how he works his magic. Josh Smalls sits at a desk lined with typewriters in the library's lobby. From noon to one during the week, this is his office.
I've been writing poetry since I can remember. Grade school, I used to write poems for my friends. They used to give it to the girls they had a crush on and stuff like that. So,
Smalls makes his living hosting poetry events and teaching slam poetry. He's also self-published 2 books of poetry. But he's never done anything quite like this.
This is magical because people are sitting down to have a conversation with you. And then as we're talking, there's a smile or there's a blinking of the eyes and the person actually falls into a trance almost, giving you a story. And when they get that moment, you can grab some of the meat you need to actually make the poem become great.
His first customer of the day is Rose Zukowitz of Huntersville. Smalls strikes up a conversation by asking her about Lake Norman's traffic.
I still take 77 down when I come here to volunteer.
I'm praying for you. I do not like 77. I just wanted to let that be stated.
From there, he shifts the conversation.
Give me something special.
When my granddaughter was born.
The granddaughter. What's her name?
Josephine.
He asks a few questions about Josephine. Where does she live? Bozeman, Montana. What's her favorite color? Pink. How did she end up with that name?
My husband's mom was named Josephine.
Smalls jots all this down before composing the poem longhand. And then...
Is my typewriter ready? Yeah, I think it's ready.
The library chose to have the poets work on typewriters to give the poems a handmade feel.
So I'm gonna read it to you. Can you tell me what you think?
Yes, I would like to.
Okay, I'm gonna read it to you. No problem. Oh my, how sweet the sound of a granddaughter swept through the room, blowing the soft of a memory in the bed story in mid-afternoon. Sweet Josie is her name, the beauty, the light, the twinkle in the brightest star in the straits of the night.
That's lovely. Thank you so much.
You're very
I will
welcome.
Take that to Bozeman.
Yes.
And read it to her when I visit in a few weeks.
Smalls is equally satisfied.
It feels good to know that I put something together that made somebody else feel good from the information that they gave me. That's great. It's one of those things you're like, yes, I've done it for today. I'm feeling good about myself.
The library says The Poet Is In has gotten such a strong response that it may extend it into May. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.